Chapter 5. The Educator. When a man is capable to teach his countrymen and neighbours to excel in all his endeavours and to compete successfully with the entire world, often under the most disadvantageous conditions, it is an obvious proof that he is an outstanding educator. Throughout his entire life, Thomas Butter never stopped learning, teaching, and moulding his own character as well as that of the others. He was not a pleasant teacher, hard on himself and on the others. His teaching and educational manner could be compared to the work of a sculptor, powerfully chiseling and hammering out the desired form from granite. And when instead of granite he was to work with clay, he forms it and bakes it in a hot oven until it becomes better, harder, and more dependable. His innumerable decisions forced people to start at the very root of things, to return to the long-known facts described in books. These decisions were based on his persuasion that work should be considered as an opportunity to learn. By making them work, he helped simple people to become educated, self-confident, and reliable persons striving for achievement. He transformed thus his enterprise into a place resembling a large people's university or even an enormous research laboratory. Everybody could learn there as much as he was able to, while at the same time the entire organization was geared to a fast transformation of the acquired knowledge into money, proving that people are willing to pay for practical and useful knowledge. Besides educating grown-ups, Thomas Butter paid in his mature years more and more attention to the education of children and young people. As he looked at life from a uniform point of view, considering it a single continuous flow, he tried to bring life closer to school and unify life with school. In Zlín, school descended into the streets, the workshops and the homes, while the latter came to school. Between teachers, pupils, parents and the public was created a new, lively contact, constantly sustained by daily educational efforts unifying the whole town. It was not unity in standing, but unity in searching. Unity in the opinion that although everybody has the right to learn and to develop his talents as he pleases, he also has the duty to be useful to himself and to others. Thomas Butter's opinions on education were expressed in simply worded slogans, effective, yet sometimes difficult to execute. As teacher, he said, "Lead the way. As pupil, try and achieve."